What I'd love to ask, though, is the nucleophilic addition due to Monsieur Grignard. So the Grignard reaction then takes the alkyl magnesium halides, which we saw way back in the course. These guys then were an example of an organometallic compound where we've got a covalent bond between an alkyl group and magnesium. The magnesium we know normally is 2+. That indicates when it's bonded to carbon that the carbon will carry a negative charge and the magnesium a delta plus. So the reagent then is effectively providing R minus, and our R delta minus attacks the delta plus carbon, making a new carbon-carbon bond. And this is why the Grignard reactions are super important. In organic chemistry, what you're trying to do is either change the carbon skeleton or change the functional group. So the nice thing about the Grignard reaction is you're changing the carbon skeleton on demand. You're able to enlarge it by whatever type of R group that you put in. And the R group here doesn't necessarily need to be something simple like a methyl group. This could be quite a big aromatic system in here that you've attached, and there'll be a negative part of it then that will attach to the carbon. So the first part then, our R minus attaching to carbon, we make the tetrahedral anion. The tetrahedral anion, the O minus, attacks an H plus. Now in this case, the Grignard doesn't provide the H plus. What you do is you cook up the ketone in this case with the Grignard reagent for long enough. When you've decided it's fully reacted to form the intermediate, you then quench it with weakly acidified water. And that weakly acidified water in the second step then turns the anion into the corresponding alcohol. So in this case then, we have taken a relatively small ketone and turned it into a larger alcohol. The simplest aldehyde, what was the name of this aldehyde over here? Methanol, yep. Somebody else give me the common name for it. That would be this one here, where that one was CH3. That's down to you, Liam. What's this one here? Common name. Remember, wallboard in this room is full of it. Well, not full of it, but it's got some of it in it. Puff foam's got it in as well. Your chair. No. Acid is CH3. Okay, back to you again, Kelly. What's the common name for this one here? And I'm saying that it's found in the wallboards. Yeah, it's formaldehyde. Yeah. Okay, remember, this is one that you should start to sort of remember because it's such an important beast around the place. Sick building syndrome is about the fact that new buildings, which rely on air conditioning all the time for indoor air, often simply circulate large amount of organic compounds and the formalin, which is used in preserving snakes and frogs and all of that stuff upstairs, is simply formaldehyde and water. So it's a very strongly reactive chemical with cells, including human cells. So our formaldehyde then ends up as a primary alcohol. Our acid aldehyde then would end up as a secondary alcohol. And our acetone would end up as a tertiary alcohol. So it's a typical reactivity of aldehydes and ketones with the Grignards.